This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Your boy Cam on the fan, you heard? 3 more hours, and we'll get into more of the baseball conversation, but still taking calls on the Knicks. 888-808-1019, talking to people in the chat, of course. And, you know, a lot of different things come up. We were talking about grilling before, how I aspire to be a grill master one day when I own a home and I have a grill in the backyard. I want to be the guy that's in control of, you know, firing up the grill, flipping the burgers and feeding everybody, because I don't know. I just think that'd be another thing to add. I'm good at cooking. I'm pretty decent in the kitchen. I'm sure I could do it. You know, before I was talking about, you know, how my mom had the propane grill, and I just want one of my own. I want to have my own grill and be my own guy, and I'll eventually get there. Ken is in East Brunswick on the fan. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Keith. I was just listening to you talk about aspiring to having a nice grill in the house, and honestly, it made me a little weepy. I was thinking back to when 20 years ago when I scraped up enough money for a down payment. My wife and I moved to New Jersey. The very first thing I bought was not furniture, but a grill, right? I always wanted to grill, and I never could in Brooklyn. So I'm kind of jealous of what's laying out in front of you. You know, your career's taking off, your beautiful family. Soon you'll be grilling. You know, actually, I'm looking at the grill right now. And it's just such a beautiful thing, you know, with where you're at. And it reminds me so much of where I was at. And, you know, you catch a break in your career and how things mushroom. And, you know, now my daughter graduated from San Diego State. And, you know, life is full circle. So, and you will be a grill master. I'm looking at a Australian Wagyu 20 ounce right now that's going to, you know, sit well in the stomach. So, it's not really a sports-related question, but I just wanted to share that with you. I'm feeling, you know, a little weepy now, just thinking of
it. No, that's great. I mean, I was going to ask, but you just said your daughter's graduating from San Diego State, so I was going to say, have your kids moved out, or are you not grilling the way you used to, where, you know, dinner was already determined by what dad was going to cook up on these holidays, Memorial Day weekend, July 4th, Labor Day weekend, like just summer weekends in general?
Yeah, it's so beautiful. You know, I've been looking forward to this for weeks. And, you know, like a lot of people, I'm out in the yard today. And your family sounds great, you know, and I hope your wife recovers quickly. So, yeah, so quickly on the Yanks, if I could.
Sure.
I'm wondering what's going to happen with Ben Rice when Stanky comes back.
Yeah, I think they're going to play the matchups. Obviously, he's a left-handed DH,
right,
and he mashes righties. And I also don't think that Stan, like, I think Stan's going to need some time, but I don't think that they plan to play him every day because he is up there in age. I think they're going to have a balance. They're going to play matchups. They're going to find a way to play everyone. Fingers crossed that everyone stays healthy, but these are good problems to have. Pinch hitting wise, having guys come off the bench that we actually feel confident in pinch hitting, that is going to help too. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. I don't have the exact plan in place, but I just think that they'd favor Ben Rice against righties maybe. And I don't know. We'll see what Stanton even has. Stanton usually takes a little while to get going, but I mean, this Yankees lineup has been so great and there's so many different guys that can, you know, drive in runs, and you add an all-time player like Stanton to that, like, it just makes it more potent. So, yeah, these are good issues to have.
Yeah. You thinking if he had a mediocre regular season and had another monster postseason, do you think that would be worth it?
If he had a mediocre regular season and a monster postseason, what would be worth it? Like, his money be worth it?
Well, would just carrying him, you know, be worth it? A lot of people, you know, would prefer not to see Stanton on the team at all because his regular season production sometimes is not that great.
Yeah, but he's a postseason guy. Like, what he did last year, we don't get to the World Series without him. I know people want to say Juan Soto carried the Yankees to the World Series. Like, Stanton won a game against the Royals. Stanton won the ALCS MVP. Stanton just was so dialed in. He hit homers in the World Series. Like, he gets to a different level of focus when it comes to postseason time, and that's what makes him worth it. Ken, thank you for the call and sharing your life experience and, you know, even being a little emotional as, you know, my son is 2 and I'm talking about one day having a house and a grill and being a grill master, and obviously that time has passed you by. It's crazy for me to even think about, you know, how much time has passed with me. Like, now my son is 2. Shout out to my mom and my mother-in-law, who both, you know, came to stand in, I'll say. You know, we stayed in the hotel over the weekend, but so my wife and I could go to dinner both nights. You know, my mom and my mother-in-law came to the hotel to help put my son to bed and put him in the crib and watch him. And I mean, there was a time where I was too paranoid for that. There was a time where I was afraid of anybody else taking care of my son outside of me and my wife. But now he's older and, you know, we just get there. But, you know, back to the conversation that you brought to the table around the Yankees with Stanton, who, yeah, you know, Stanton hasn't played since October. You know, this ramp up for him to come back in June, like, it's taken a while. How great has Ben Rice been filling in? I did not have Ben Rice just turning into a good DH, but you've also seen them put Dominguez at DH. You've seen them put Judge at DH. I do still expect a revolving DH. Stanton can only play one position, and then Ben Rice's position is first base, and you have Paul Goldschmidt there. But, I mean, not for nothing. Now, we saw Ben Rice again in this. And I think I said this last week, and somebody may remember it. I think I said, smoke the Rockies and get Ben Rice behind the plate again. And we did get to see that Saturday in the 13-1 game, Ben Rice catch a little bit. So maybe, and let me not leave that out, maybe there's a thought, but it's not, you know, these aren't bad thoughts to have, and it's not a necessity to have Ben Rice in the game, maybe late in the game where he goes to catch late in the game and maybe he wasn't in the game. Maybe you get him in that way instead of putting him in the DH spot. Like, these are all things that the Yankees, I'm sure, will chart and plan and script and play out. But Ben Rice now isn't just a DH first baseman. And then obviously you have Paul Goldschmidt, where how do you not play that guy every day? These are good problems to have. You have some flexibility and you have bats. What is the one thing that stops the Yankees every single year in the postseason? They don't hit. So now you have like 5 or 6 guys that you feel confident. At least I do. I know we're a long way from October, but man, I feel confident going in October, assuming Stanton comes back. So you count Stanton and Ben Rice. Those two guys are hitters. They're going to show up. Then you obviously go Aaron Judge. He's, you know, he's got to show up this year. And then Paul Goldschmidt, I expect him to show up. And then you go anywhere from Cody Bellinger to Jason Dominguez, or maybe even still a Grisham, or you know, a Volpe, like those guys, like that's enough hitters that somebody's going to get it done, right? In theory, like this team has come together and it has been, you know, a different guy every day, a different guy every series. It isn't just Judge, even though Judge is the best player in the league. It gives you hope that if they stay healthy, even DJ LeMahieu has been a different version of himself in this week, you know, or two that he's been back. Like it gives you kind of hope for October that the Yankees will have enough hitters. They'll have a lineup that can figure out how to manufacture runs and how to win that way. Because the pitching, even without Gerrit Cole, you feel pretty good about. And with the trade deadline being about 2 months away, I do expect them to add another starting pitcher. And there was a long time that we were banging the table saying we need another bat. But where do you put him? Where does that other bat go? Third base, I guess, with Peraza and with Yorbit Vivas, but they've had their moments as well. So 888-808-1019. John is in Walton, New York on the Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good.
I listen to you all the time. On the app, I'm one of the guys that come on and listen to you 4 or 5 hours every night when you're on.
Thank you, sir.
This year's team, I just love it. It reminds me of the 17 Yanks where, you know, the next guy up, you know, next man up all the time, and such a bunch of great young players. And I've counted at one time on defense that there's been 7 homegrown players on the field at the same time defensively.
And that's great because people tell you that we have no farm system. The Yankees don't develop talent. That's why they got to go spend. And, you know, they're always going to have to spend. They're always going to have to be the evil empire because, that's incorrect, right?
Yeah, it's totally incorrect. And then you got guys like Schmidt and Will Warren. I mean, those guys are really doing a nice job.
And hopefully this upcoming month, we see Luis Gil return.
Yeah, Luis Gil, he's another one. You know, they was talking the other day, a couple days ago, about Ben Rice, about being, if he turns it up, be right there for Rookie of the Year. Wouldn't that be awesome? And I think that guy, that kid, I hope they get him into the lineup day after day, whether it be his DH behind the plate or at first base. And I saw him make a great play at first base the other night. You know, he's really going to be a good player.
Yeah, he's just, I think, got his confidence about him now. He is a little bit older than, you know, most second-year guys, but Ben Rice has been solid, and I think they're going to continue to find a way to keep him on the field. John, thank you for the call and listening at night and catching me today. I appreciate you guys, and I appreciate all the support. 888-808-1019, when you talk about the Yankees having Austin Wells behind the plate, having Ben Rice potentially at first base, having Yorbit Vivas or having Oswald Peraza. You know, these are young guys coming out of the system. Volpe is a young guy drafted by the Yankees coming out of the system. Jason Dominguez, we don't talk about his fielding in left field anymore. He is drafted and developed a prospect we've been thinking about for the last 5 years coming out of the Yankees system. Aaron Judge, I know we forget because he's the best player in baseball. Drafted and developed and signed by the New York Yankees. Yeah, went to free agency and came back, wanted to be a Yankee. When we look at the rotation, Clark Schmidt, Will Warren, soon Luis Gil, Yankees, New York Yankees. So these are good signs that the Yankees, and you know what, I said, Cashman's on a heater, and I give credit to Hal Steinbrenner too. Hal Steinbrenner came out and told you we don't have to spend the most money. We spent a lot of money. If you actually look at the $300+ million payroll, we need a balance of homegrown, young, talent, cost-effective players, and then adding cherries on top every offseason at the winter meetings when you do need to fill a spot in the rotation, a spot in the lineup. I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad at the Yankees right now, especially with all that I heard all offseason about what they lost and how they lost the World Series. They lost Juan Soto, and they're not going to recover, and they're not going to be able to get back to the World Series, and how do you replace his production, and what are they going to be now? And they've only gone to one World Series in 15 years, and they probably won't get to another one for 15 years. No, this team looks like they have fun with each other, too. I think they have chemistry. I think a lot of these guys, even as you hear, you know, like Peraza refer to Will Warren as his brother, like you forget, and these guys had a lot of time spent together coming up in the minors. So now you're starting to see players on the Yankees when we talk about homegrown players and homegrown talent. The added bonus and benefit of the fact that they came up together, they've known each other. They've been playing, they play for each other. They've been playing together since they were kids, and now they're all kind of getting to come up to the show and win on the major league level. So these are all good things. These are all positive things. 888-808-1019. Al is in the Bronx on the Fan next. Go for it, Al.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I'm just hearing all this Volpe talk about how much we want to get him, off the lineup, and nobody's mentioning Wells. Wells has been awful since the second half of last year, during the playoffs, and this year. And nobody's talking about this guy. This guy's just, I'm sorry to say, he's just dead weight on the lineup. And nobody talks about Austin Wells as a Yankee catcher. I think Volpe, third year? I think he's having an average year, and that's all we need from Volpe, is to have an average year. We're not going to get a Derek Jeter. I think he's good enough the way he is. There's other areas that we need to look at. But, of course, when you're winning first place, we don't look at those areas. But Wells is a big minus factor of this Yankee lineup. I don't know. You tell me what you think.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Al. I talked about it a little bit last week that, Wells got to get it going. And he did kind of back off some people. At least he had, three hits in the Rocky series. He had a knock that first game. He had two knocks and two ribbies in that second game. And people can joke, hey, it's the Rockies. They're terrible, but still got to beat them. Still got to line up and knock them down. He's not escaping criticism either. Nobody's beyond reproach. People have been talking about Wells, and that's why some people are saying, hey, Wells has been terrible. Why don't we get Ben Rice going at catcher? And you've seen him now make appearances in two games behind the plate. You've seen J.C. Ascara have a big game yesterday behind the plate and, at the plate. So I don't think he's safe, but I just think that these players are young and they realize they're young and developing and not even. Wells went to University of Arizona. Wells is 25. Yeah, he's not that young, but I just think that they look at the good more than the bad. They're not looking at his 200 batting average and saying this guy sucks like Yankee fans are. I'm saying this is a young guy that's not hurting us. This is a young guy that helps us. This is a young guy that is going to help us and showed us last year. Last year, Luis Gil ended up being the rookie of the year and Wells finished third. Could have finished second. It was close. And he had big moments. He drove in runs. Granted, he was hitting cleanup behind Judge. I don't know where that guy is, but he's somewhere in there, and they got to figure out how to get that out of him. And then you fast forward to this year. Two callers ago, Ben Rice was mentioned in Rookie of the Year conversation, but actually Jason Dominguez and Will Warren are in that conversation this year. So back-to-back years, the Yankees have young, talented players playing for the Yankees in first place that might be on back-to-back World Series teams. But they're young and they're developing, and these guys get a longer leash than fans give them with the organization. It's the same thing with Volpe. Fans are ready to move on from Volpe. He just turned 24. It's his third year, and it's not a year. It's just the start of his third season. 888-808-1019. As I see the Knicks fans coming back in to move the conversation back to the New York Knicks. Let's take another Yankee call before we do so. Ed is in Mohegan on the Fan. What's up, Ed?
Hey, Keith, what do you say? First of all, I want to say I'm happy to hear you on the radio. I just heard Richard Neer is gone, and, it sucks, but, man, you're old school. I love listening to you talk. I think
shout out to Richard. He's not gone. He's still with us. You said it in a way as if he... I heard that news over the weekend too. I don't have all the information and details. I know he's an all-time great. I know a lot of things have changed here at WFAN over the last 4 years since I've been here. And I just root for everybody to do their best on air and for the listeners to just keep rocking with us and know that we're all trying and we're all working, and it's just evolution, really. It's just a changing of time. And things moving forward, this station has changed a bunch, even if we don't really realize it each day. But yeah, there's my say on all of it.
Well, no, as long as you bring it up, I mean, I love the fit, you know, but it's almost like I like listening to the guys. It just seems more like a big podcast now with some of them. You know, it's all about in jokes and trying to be funny. Not everybody is Craig Carton. You know, not everybody, you gotta be yourself. I mean, that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Podcasts are popular now. Everybody's got a podcast. And I understand what you're saying as far as shtick, as far as fandom, as far as some people's approach. What I will say is that the time of, you know, a host coming in and being able to play the middle, it's just, that's not really the time we're in. Even with me, all right, I started my show talking about the Knicks and Mets today. I get a call, hey, why aren't you talking about the Yankees? I just started to get into the Yankees now 3 hours in, and I said, hey, I zig when they think I'm going to zag, and I talk about what the story is in New York, you know, what should lead, whether I'm a fan of the teams or not. But
well, that's what I'm trying to say. Like with sports talk, the star was always sports. It was baseball. It was whatever. Now it seems like a lot of the jocks want to be the star.
Yeah, maybe they're bigger. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm bigger than any story in New York. If the Rangers are going on a run like they did last year and I'm the guy on at night, I'm just starting to get into hockey. I'm just starting to learn who's on the Rangers and Airheads. I'm going Rangers. If the Knicks are going on a run like they have back-to-back years and I'm not a Knick fan, but that is what's captivating the city, man, we're talking Knicks. If the Yankees barely beat the Rockies, but the Mets beat the Dodgers on national television all weekend, I'm talking about the Mets first. I just feel like that's the way to play it. But what do I know? I'm only in year four doing this.
But you do know, because, like, for instance, if I was to run into you on the street, I got a pretty good idea this is going to be the same guy I'm getting in person that I'm getting on the air. And if it's not, you're doing a really good job at acting.
Well, I'm transparent. You know, the same way I talk on air, I trip people out all the time when they hear me. I just was home, and I ran into grab a chicken parm slice from the pizza spot, and the guy behind the counter goes, your voice sounds familiar. And then once he put two and two together, it's like, he's like, you sound the same as you do on the radio. I'm like, I talk the same way on the radio as I do in person, and I don't have an act. I don't know. There is no shtick. Sorry to disappoint.
I actually have a sports question here somewhere. It's pretty broad, though. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan, always will be. You know, I hope they win. It's just kind of hard to thump my chest because you really had eight teams that are in the league. You know, maybe one or two might get in with a smaller payroll. But it's such an unfair game. And the big excuse is, well, Major League Baseball has the strongest union, and you'll never break it. You know, it's hard for me to get excited about the Yankees and the Dodgers and the Mets with a $290, $300 million payroll beating up on Colorado. I mean, I'd rather see it like it was the way it used to be. And I know it's not going to be. You know, players are going to make their money. It's very hard to tell a guy, look, you're making this amount of money, now you're making this amount of money. But there's got to be, the luxury tax is a joke. You know, it's just not a fair sport. And for a sport that kept Pete Rose out of the Hall of Fame until he died, you know, talking about fair, I mean, the game is not fair. You know, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I mean, every other sport does it. Football, basketball, hockey, they all have salary caps. But for some reason, baseball has that strongest union. How do you get around that?
Yeah, we'll see if they potentially lock out next year. Thanks for the call, Ed. We're up against it. I don't mind it. I think baseball is great. I think that they don't need a salary cap. If anything, they need a salary floor. And when you look at the top teams in baseball right now, they're all top spenders for the most part. Even the Tigers raised their payroll a little bit in the last few years. The Phillies, the Yankees, the Cubs, the Dodgers, the Mets, the Giants, the Padres, those are the top teams in baseball right now. They all are also the top spenders in baseball. It is what it is, right? You have the opportunity to field the best team possible by spending. Go out and spend. Now, if you want to go to the bottom, right, the Colorado Rockies, the Chicago White Sox, who I just saw Andrew Benintendi driving that first run against the Mets, 1-0 White Sox in Queens with a sack fly. Like, Andrew Benintendi signed for $75 million, and that was, like, one of the biggest contracts. I think at the time it was the biggest contract that they had given a free agent. Look at the other bottom teams. The Baltimore Orioles did not want to spend on pitching, didn't even want to pay their own guys, right? Didn't want to bring back Santander and Corbin Burns. Okay, well, you have 18 wins. You're trash. The Pittsburgh Pirates, sell the team, right? Right next to them, the Miami Marlins, the Athletics. Like, the early part of the season, follow the money. The money, the payroll is matching the standings.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Shout out to my mom, big Mary J. Blige fan. I sent her the video. Like, look at Mary, still got it. Still doing it. I know my mom is listening now as she enjoys the rest of her Memorial Day weekend. It was nice to see my mom over the weekend. And like I already said, you know, helping us with the baby, helping us with my son who is now 2 years old, and he's starting to he's more into trucks and garbage trucks, police trucks, ambulances, fire trucks, but he's starting to get the understanding, right? You know, a lot of people walking around with Knicks jerseys, Brunson jerseys. He knows that's basketball. Yankee game. He knows when dad's watching the Yankee game, and like the Knicks. I mean, the Knicks playing into Memorial Day weekend. I was in the bar Friday night, and I was just surprised. I'm like, man, never has there been a Memorial Day weekend that I can remember down here where you go to the local bar. I was at the Asbury Ale House, and, you know, all the TVs back there. They had the Yankee game on. They had the Knicks game on. But it's like I had never been in a bar atmosphere during Memorial Day weekend when the Knicks were playing, period. They're usually eliminated by them. By then. So you have a full bar of people, every Knicks bucket applauding. Yeah, I'm like, oh, this is sick. Like, I usually am watching by myself at home, or I'm here at WFAN. I'm like, this is cool to be in a bar with other fans, right? Like, Brunson makes a move. A guy two tables down from me was like, he's so sexy. That was so sexy. I'm looking at this guy. And people are like, Mitch, let's go, man. Like, you know, it was cool to be in that atmosphere of, you know, fans watching the game. You know, even me, I'm like, throw it down, Mitch. Like, I'm just like, I'm getting into it. I'm not wearing any Knicks gear. I'm dressed and, you know, out to eat. But I'm getting into it because I'm like, this is nice, man. I'm not going to hate on these Knicks fans. I know a lot of Nets fans are out there like, why won't you hate on the Knicks for us, please? This is no season for the Knick hater. I'm telling you, as soon as you start to hate, you were hating first half last night and you had to delete some tweets. You were hating first half last night and you looked stupid. You jumped the gun. So just chill. When the Knicks are eliminated, whenever that may or may not be, then you could hate.
You know, these are formative years for Jack. I could see him becoming a Knicks fan.
I wouldn't stop him. I honestly wouldn't
Good
stop. We
you.
Look where we are. Look who I am in New York. Like, why would I stop my son from being a New York Knicks fan? And like, to sidebar before we get back to these Knicks fans, the Nets have brought me pain. Nothing but as soon as you get up for the Nets, they come crashing back down. So it's like, it's different with the Yankees. The Yankees have just brought me a lot more joy. I can depend on them. I can count on them more. The Nets have brought me nothing but frustration and embarrassment, and it's just like a revolving door, and nobody cares. I'm aware.
The only thing worse than pain is irrelevance, and that's what the Knicks have been most of my life. But you know what's interesting is now me and my father, we're texting each other all day today about this Knicks game. We were texting each other last night, like, I love the Knicks so much more because my father loves the Knicks still today.
That's great because, like I'm saying, I haven't lived the experience of going out to the bar Memorial Day weekend. Like, your dad has experienced the Knicks playing this deep into May, into June.
But I never seen it in my life.
There you go. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Atlantic Beach. Judah, you're on the fan. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just had an idea about the Knicks changing up their lineup again. Because I realized that when Deuce and Robinson are on the court, their plus minus is plus 30. When their regular starting lineup with Brunson, Hart, Bridges, OG, and Kat, they're minus 50 and they're plus minus. So I feel like they should change it up one more time to see how it works.
Yeah, they had to change it. Now that you changed it, you could change it again, right? You know, if it ain't, you know. Yeah. I don't know exactly what they do, but why not? Why not stick with it? Why not do it twice? See how it works. Yeah, I read that stat Ian Begley had put out there with the minus 52. That calls for you. Like, you have to change it. He said they're minus 50 in the postseason, and they were minus 29 in the Eastern Conference Finals. So clearly it wasn't working.
Yeah, even though you're still losing, like, OG on the wing, you still Brunson and McBride aren't bad defenders. They could still defend Nesmith or Nimhart.
Yeah, and it's a different look for the Pacers. It's something else for Carlisle to think about, to game plan for, and you got to keep doing that. You got to keep throwing different wrinkles at them to stay alive. It's a series, and in each game is different.
100%.
Thanks for the call. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Richard in Manhattan on the fan. What's up, Richard?
I can't, you know, I learned how to swim in Asbury Park, 1965.
Wow.
Monte Carlo Pool. It was right near the boardwalk. It was the largest outdoor saltwater swimming pool.
I went through pictures. It's just crazy for me to hear that you learned how to swim there. So much has changed since then.
The pool was connected to the beach, too, so you can go from the pool under the boardwalk onto the beach. I went to a wrestling match there in 65. Bruno Sammartino was fighting in a convention hall.
I grew up there, so there was like 15 years of my like childhood that you weren't supposed to go to Asbury Park, and things went on in Asbury Park that weren't great for the area.
Yeah, I went as a kid, and then I went back in the mid-70s when they were trying to rebuild it, and it was still good back then. Up until 79, I went every summer, four or five summers from 75 to... I went to the clubs there, off Route 35, the headliner. I met Chuck Wepner. Chuck Wepner was hanging out. I didn't know who he was, and he was a big man there, and that was a big thing when I met him. I was pretty big, so that was the summer I think he fought Aliyah in 75. So
you met him at Headliner?
at Headliners. Yeah, he used to hang out there. It was called Art. This guy Art Stock, whoever he was, owned a few clubs along Deal or Freehold or Asbury Park, that whole area. Yeah. I don't remember. But anyway, all right. Keith, as far as the Knicks, let's face it. They won the game yesterday for one reason. They shot 27 for 30 from the line. Their free throw shooting won the game. But what I want to know is, why did it take Josh Hart to see what Thibodeau should have seen? They're a much better team with Mitch in the middle, blocking it up, making it hard for guys driving in. If I see that guy McConnell jump in the game, he does whatever he wants. This guy is Vinny Johnson, microwave. It's ridiculous. And Carlisle is smart. He uses him for 15 minutes. But when this kid comes in, he owns the court. He goes wherever he wants, gets any shot he wants. Now, he's a defensive liability, but Carlisle knows how to use him. But I like Mitch there. I love the fact that he kept Brunson on the bench. You can't live with Brunson's defense. It's bad. You need a guy who can defend. This is old basketball. You need defense, especially in the playoffs. But he coached a good game. But thank God for Josh Hart. He could see that they're a better team with him coming off the bench. And Mitch just clogging it up. That's all you got to do. Clog it up. Make it hard for guys to run right down the center. That's not Towns' game. Towns is more of an outside guy driving. I've never seen a guy land on the ground more than that guy after getting a basket. That guy, he's always off balance, but he gets the shot off, and a lot of times it goes in. So it was a great game. You know, Keith, I'll say one last thing in closing. You look at Monday, the game they lost, the first game, and when you think back of it, yesterday was more incredible because they were on the ledge yesterday. If they lost that, it would have been all over. Game one, as bad as it was and unlikely what happened, it's not nearly as exhilarating as yesterday's game was, because if we would have lost yesterday, that's it. We wouldn't be watching anymore. Now they kept game four alive. They kept game five alive. Who knows what can happen? So it's great what happened yesterday, and I'll take the trade off anyway. Game one for game three anytime, because we still got at least two more games to look forward to. So in that aspect, it's been great. Keith, a pleasure. Thank you, brother.
Thanks for the call, Richard. That was a lot, but, we'll take it from here. You know, I just sent some audio to the producers to pull up. I don't know. They'll let me know when we have it, but it made me think about what you said about Josh Hart. Why does it take Josh Hart? Now, what it took was Josh Hart telling the media about it and speaking on it, and then it happened. I don't know what conversations they were having prior to. Maybe it didn't take that. It worked. That's just what I came in thinking today as I was putting my notes together and it worked. It worked. Like, when something works, why are we so worried about it? Like, if it didn't work, then it would have been for naught. It would have been for nothing. So let's play the first one. I thought this was funny. Josh Hart talking about his roommate, his college teammate, Jalen Brunson, who got into some foul trouble early on into the game yesterday, which kind of led them to where they had to play the bench.
What does it say about the character of the team? Jalen,
we talk about it all year. You know, we don't just say it. Like, we trust everybody, 1 through 15. So if he's down, that just means someone else has to step up. It's going to be more minutes for somebody else, and we got to go out and make an impact. So, he needs to stop fouling so much. We need him out there, but I think it shows that we're not, even if he is, in foul trouble, we're not worried or we're not panicked.
I just think it's funny. He says stuff about Brunson so matter-of-factly, like he needs to stop fouling so much. We need him out there. And earlier I was talking about, okay, Brunson isn't a good defender, and he's not going to just go to sleep one night and wake up as one. Like, he's not going to just become Drew Holiday. He's not going to become Marcus Smart overnight. Like he is what he is. He's clutch. He's got a hell of a bag as far as his footwork and his shot making and what he can do, but he's not going to be the greatest defender in the world. So I think he presses a lot. I think they catch him a lot, kind of, you reach, I'm going to teach, or, hand in the cookie jar, but whatever. It led to them having to make some adjustments, and those adjustments worked. Now, Josh Hart was asked after the game about having a hand in the decision to come off the bench. And if you recall prior to that, right, he was asked about sacrifice, and I'll pull that up. I think I had that as well. Him talking about, you know, I can't, he said, I can't sit here and preach about sacrifice and getting out of our own personal agendas and all that, and then a decision like this is made, then be mad at it and not want to sacrifice, not want to do that. That's not the kind of person that I am. He said more about how great of a season he had. He said more about how he feels like, you know, he is an NBA starter, but man, none of that matters when you're trying to win a game. So here's him post-game, Christian Winfield asking Josh Hart and talking to Josh Hart about, you know, having a hand in the decision to come off the bench.
You played the whole fourth quarter, came up with a couple of huge plays down the stretch. Mm-hmm. Just kind of, what did it feel like to what could have been a tough day for you to come out?
It was never going to be a tough day for me because I had a hand in that decision. When I'm in a decision like that and kind of got the ball rolling on that, it was funny because y'all are scrambling trying to get answers and all that, and I never really cared because it was kind of my decision. And
I mean, so he's taking credit for it, and he should. You know, and he said it feels good to have his hand, like, it worked. If it didn't work, nobody's taking credit for it. If it didn't work, you're not really putting your hand up saying, yeah, it was me. It was me. And why does it take him recognizing it? He's on the court. He's a player, and he's smart. He's got a basketball IQ. You're not supposed to withhold information. They all, you know, I remember hearing KD and Kyrie talk about how, you know, any night they could be the coach, that they didn't need a head coach. These NBA players feel like they know the game and know what's going on enough that they can impact the game. And they should, especially someone having no ego in the regard of wanting to be a starter and saying, yeah, I'll come off the bench. It's going to be better for us. And it was. It was effective. 888-808-1019 in the Adrian Hauser revenge game that we're all watching in here. It's still 1-0, but a little bit of trouble right now for Jose Buteau. Bases loaded, two outs, 3-2 count. Let's see what happens here. And they're going to get out of it. Ground ball to second base, play is made. Going to the bottom of the sixth, Mets looking for any type of offense, one hit on the day and zero runs. But yeah, sticking with the Knicks and what we're talking about, man, if that game doesn't go that way, the tone and tenor of all of these shows and calls today would be much different. I was taking calls after the game one loss where someone was like, oh, yeah, we got to try and get Giannis. And I'm like, what? They played the best 46 minutes straight that they played of all the playoffs, but they collapsed. And you're not going to get an Aaron Nesmith shooting performance like that. You're not going to get all those different breaks and all those different things like that. Let's just stay in the series we're in and know that it's a series and know that it's not over until the Pacers win four games or the Knicks come back and potentially win four games.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Knicks get that win, and now the series comes back to New York. If they don't win, they could have been swept in 4. If they don't win, then you pack them up. But you can't pack them up just yet, because now you're looking at a Knicks team that could have been facing elimination. Instead, they're facing they're looking at the opportunity of tying the series up. That's a swing game right there. They lose and they go down 3-0, then they're facing elimination the rest of the way. They win, and now they have the chance to take the next game and even the series up, and it's like you start over. And you start over with 3 games, one in the Garden, one in Indiana, one back in the Garden. I think you feel pretty good about that. Knicks in 6 is still in play. Knicks in 7 is still in play. And we'll see. We'll see how they respond. This is the biggest one coming up. This is the biggest one coming up. And earlier I was talking about how we've had so many nights, and I've been here, I've been the voice on the fan for these nights where the Knicks win, the Mets win, the Yankees win, and it's lit. You know, Jack in the chat, Jack G wrote, "The New York parlay has hit numerous times through this Knicks playoff run. I don't have the balls to do it. I don't have the heart to do it. I don't have the courage to bet on the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees all in the same light." I'm like, somebody's going to screw it up. But there's people that have been doing that. So let's take a quick call here from a Knicks fan that I know is a big Knicks fan and I know is watching all of these games and listening to the fan. Let's hear what he's got to say. Mario, Long Beach, you're back on.
Thanks for the intro. Very, very, very good call as always. Very good show. You know, what's interesting? I have a big reason why they're starting Mitch, other than what we think. You know what it is?
A reason why they're starting Mitch. I mean, I know he's in their heads.
A big reason. A big reason.
It's
the biggest reason we're missing it.
It's his defense.
No. It's because if he starts, they can't hack him, because they have no personal fouls in the beginning of the game.
Right.
They're not going to give up for it. If he comes in and they have 4 personal fouls on, like the middle, that they immediately start that hack him, Mitch. Bring him in the beginning, they put him in 6, 7, 8 minutes, let him play really hard, and then they take him out. There's no more, because he can't shoot a foul. It's embarrassing.
But the Pacers haven't really, and I haven't really got an opportunity, but the Hakimich, that was what the Celtics were doing, and clearly he was giving them problems, and I think the Pacers, They respect Mitchell Robinson. They know what he is and what he does on the floor. And I don't know. It worked last night.
Yeah. But you can't give up 4 fouls to get the 5. So you're not going to give up four just to start hacking them in the beginning, because then you're going to put your whole team in foul trouble.
Yeah, you know, changes your approach completely. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But I really think, you know what's going to happen? I don't think Brunson's going to have a really, really good game. He never has two games in a row. He had a bad game.
What I was saying. I'm like, we're still due for a game that is like, okay, Brunson was the best player on the floor. Brunson wins you the game. I expect them to bounce back. I know that the Knicks kind of, they do this thing where they'll win a game, lose a game, win a game, lose a game. But I feel like their backs are still up against the wall. They are road warriors. They know how important this game is for the series. They're trying to make history. I don't know. I think that they find a way to win this next one and even it up.
Yeah, and one last thing. That first game was a miracle. If that happens 100 times again, you're going to win 99 out of 100. Not only did so they did blow the lead, but I've never seen a three-pointer hit the that's off, hit the back of the eye and go 10 feet in the air and go in. I mean, that's a ridiculous, that shot, you know? But we go forward, you know, and Neesmith will never shoot like that again.
And now he's got an ankle injury. He's compromised. And, yeah, there's something about that air in the garden. That ball hung up in the air and dropped down. It was great for that first game. And I've said it. The Knicks have played the best games of this playoffs. Their games are the most entertaining. That's definitely not going to happen again. Thanks for the call, Mario. We're up against it. We got to go to the break and the update. It's already 6 o'clock. Time's flying by. Having fun, right? So 888-808-1019. I do have some Yankee fans on the line and some takes and some more thoughts around the New York Yankees as they will face off against Anaheim tonight. And in my chat, you know, they're talking about the 9:38 start and how tough that is. It's definitely tough on Memorial Day weekend. Like, you're supposed to go to bed tonight, get ready for work. But if you're a Yankee fan, you're like, I kind of want to see the start of this game. And the Angels aren't, you know, the Angels that we think. The Angels have been playing tough lately. So we'll get to it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, 888-808-1019, BRB.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.